Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, second day of February. Happy Groundhog's Day. We didn't figure out what time they pull that little critter out.
We don't know what time they bring him out.
Yeah,
right?
We got to figure out what the exact time.
I think they brought he's out by now. We got to see what he's done.
You go when we talk to bring our guest in here. I'll go do a quick check and see what we got going on here. But again, as we talk about Groundhog's Day, what sporting event would you like to see again? Maybe from last year. You said earlier the Georgia Tech game. I mentioned the gold medal game in the Olympics. That was kind of cool. But I'm sure there's a couple others, too, that I'd like to see. But, hey, what's yours? And also, three cheers and three jeers, a new feature we started today. And we'd like your participation if you want to, 404-726-0929. I realize we're putting them on the spot, but we could actually ask that of our first guest.
You think so? I'm sure he could think of something that he would like to see again or...
Well, not that so much, but three things that he either liked or disliked in sports.
Okay.
Not on the high school level only, that he witnessed this past week. Now, let me ask you this.
I know one thing he doesn't like is transferring.
Okay.
No, he doesn't like that.
But let's make this clear. Does it have to be in the sports world?
That's we're a sports show.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Just making sure. Welcome Kyle Sandy and his fabulous bow tie to the show this morning. Good morning, buddy.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
Doing fine. Did you hear what we were talking about? Three cheers and three jeers. You got something that upset you or that you really liked this past week?
It's too early to be upset. Why do I have to talk about things that upset me? Come on, Greg. It's the start of a new week. It's happiness only. Let's get Sunday started off on the right foot.
You hung on to the wrong thing there, Kyle. It was either or. You could have done cheers, too.
Yeah, it could have been some things.
It could be cheers, too.
Be three.
Cheers. Okay, let me think about three cheers. Three cheers. Yeah. Can I give you three cheers?
If you got them, sure. If you don't,
I'll do the best I can. Three cheers. How about three cheers? Mackenzie Sandy, my wife, Jackson County Lady Panthers, 17-7 overall after being 5-18 last year, first year head coach, closing in on the number one seed, about to punch their ticket to the state playoffs for the first time since 2022, on the verge of possibly setting a school record for most wins in the season, with other great records being broken over there at Jackson County High School. So three cheers. First cheer has to go out to my lovely wife doing a fantastic job and, of course, her great players who have bought into the program of going against the grain. Jackson County, Lady Panthers, my number one cheer of the week so far. Now I got to give you two other ones. That's a hard one to follow up.
It is. That's pretty good. That was a pretty good one, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I really kind of just laid it all out there on the line. Other cheers. Hey, we're region tournament time. My other cheer is upsets are aplenty now, so that's kind of scary but exciting at the same time. It's tough to beat good teams multiple times, but it's that wacky time of year where you see things like that. So that's always a cheer for me, just to see interesting results come through the pipeline. And one more cheer. Let me think. How about can I give a cheer for Groundhog Day? Can we find out if we're going to have snow and cold weather coming up, or are we going to have
right
the
now.
Sun?
We've already had that.
Yeah, he came out at 7 o'clock. I got to figure out what the...
You got to find out what the outcome was.
Yeah, let me know. I need some warm weather.
Yeah, we do. We all do, folks. Spending time talking with Kyle Sandy, talking about high school. As we come down to this, we're looking at the final few regular season contests here. And some teams are really positioning themselves, I guess, for seeds in their region tournaments. Talk about the importance of this. You know, obviously some teams that were doing things in the regular season that will get into the state tournament, they still want to play well, right, and keep the train on track to be prepared for the state tournament.
Yeah, you never want to peak too early. That's always a scary thing. You want to be playing your best basketball once you come to February, and if you're lucky enough, in March. You don't want that best basketball being played around December and November. You can put together a great record and do all this great stuff and capture a one seed, but it goes all out the window if you kind of falter and put yourself in a bad place come state tournament time, come region tournament time, when you fall to a 3 or 4 seed and you go from thinking you're going to host a state playoff game the entire season to now having to go on the road and play another region's best team. So it's very imperative to get that number one seed or at least a home game come state tournament time. So it's tough. Like I mentioned earlier, it's extremely difficult when you're having to beat other good teams two and three and maybe even four times. But this is where really good coaches, they hold on to the reins and they keep their team driving towards the finish line. You have to finish strong, and everything that you did earlier, you can't really pat yourself on the back. You throw that out the window, and you got to tell them, hey, you're 0-0 right now as a record, and even you can do that as a team that maybe hasn't been that good. It doesn't matter because now you just have to be better for 32 minutes at the right time in the region tournament, and you can have a losing record and then find yourself at one upset, and you're into the state playoffs.
Well, all of that is all well and fine here. And again, Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. But here's the news you've been waiting for. According to Fox 29 in Philadelphia, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. According to Punxsutawney Phil, who did see his shadow this morning.
So we won't see what we'll see what General Lee said.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's up north. There's again nothing to do with down here. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. He's talking about up north there. And this is how they write it. This is the giant rodent.
That's what he is.
From his burrow at dawn on Sunday to the cheers of spectators and the eyes of those anxiously waiting across the country. There you go.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, that's for the folks north of the Mason-Dixon line.
How about that, folks? Spend the time of the waitfor.com outline with Cal Sandy. He is social. Yeah. You can always find him at CalSandy355 at CalSandy355. Cal, I'm looking at these rankings on Sandy's spiel, and if you go there, folks, you see rankings for everyone. And I'm looking at the boys' rankings, and we see some of the usual suspects. I don't know if you're surprised or not. At the 5A, you got Woodward Academy at the top. That's the difference. And I'm looking down here. Where else would I say another team? In the 3A, we got Pickens at 20-0. Man, I got to talk to Chris Parker, find out what is going on up at Pickens, man. The boys are unbeaten heading into tournament time.
Yeah, Pickens, this is best team in school history. I don't think there's any debating about that. I think they might have ran that record up to 23-0 now. They just blew out North Gwinnett yesterday. Haven't been able to see them in person. I wanted to go see them, but there was a parking lot snafu, and it kind of threw me through a loop. So I feel bad that I did not get to see them. Yeah, I know. So Pickens is still on my watch list. I still need to see them. I feel terrible about that, but I hear
the girls are usually always good.
The girls are good as well. I think both of those programs, boys and girls, both have 20 wins right now, and you don't see that often. But the boys, you know, they got Parker Davis, Dodge Davis, 2 6-foot-7 twins. They have everyone on the floor, can shoot the three. They're athletic. They are just as high octane of an offense as possible. They are a legit threat to win the state title in Class 3A. And when you look at Pickens' score, I mean, it's not just, we're beating them by 10, 15. They are beating teams by 30 and 40 points routinely, smashing them. They beat GAC by over 25 points twice this year, and GAC is a top 10 team on the boys' side in the private school rankings. So this Pickens County team, they have all the pieces, and we always say the three ball is a great equalizer, but when you also have 2 6-foot-7 forwards that can shoot the three but can also jump out of the gym and they push the ball really fast, they have all the pieces to take a deep, deep run in Class 3A.
Wow. And talk about the girls for a minute. I had a chance to go over to Marist this week and get a look at Kate Harpering in person and see what she does. You've seen her a number of times, but the first time I really had a guess, you had the chance to get a look at her. Overtime Elite had a crew out there, you know, following her around, getting shots of everything she does. She does it all so very well that they're trying to get to another state championship. She's got a 2,000-point basketball already in the trophy case over there. She's got another year to go. Thoughts about her game, and could they possibly be there to claim the state championship again?
Just really no weaknesses in Kate Harpering's game. She's a 5-star prospect for a reason. We saw what she did in the semifinals last year against River Ridge. That's going to be just stories you tell for ages and ages when she went for about 47 points to beat the best team in the state. But she's so good, just so strong, so balanced, shoots a three, gets to her spots extremely well, kills teams in transition. Deft footwork, a good defender, tough nose rebounder, facilitates, just does everything at a high level. And Marist, yeah, they have a They have a chance of winning another state title in Class 4A. There's some interesting competition that they'll have to run into. It looks like Creekside is still the team to beat right now in Class 4A with a sophomore named C.C. Dennis, who has all those high major offers as well and is putting up video game numbers very much so like Kate Harpring. So two superstar players. That'd be very, very fun to see a Creekside versus a Marist matchup at some point in that state tournament in Class 4A, because those are two of the very, very, very best players, not only in the state of Georgia, but the entire nation.
Man, man. So we have a lot to look forward to. My goodness, as we get close to tournament time, and sure. And you're going to get, you know, ready to go because we get started on the road to Macon, and you know all the good places to go and dine right there before
he goes. What you got? Buffalo Wild Wings. There's the only one open late.
Yeah. Wild Wing Cafe. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wild Wing Cafe is really the hot spot. They have a Texas Roadhouse, something like that, Outback. They have something there that's a little bit on the outskirts of town on the highway. But yeah, plenty of great options in Macon.
I'm going to let him toot his own horn for a second. All right, because normally we do this about a week or so, 2 weeks before the event. But let's give him a chance to talk about his individual player camp there.
Yeah,
this is going to happen on March 16th. We're going to give you plenty of chance. Let the folks know what's coming up out there in Dawson County. So you got the girls and boys. And then I see something with coaches, too. So let's give you a chance to shine, Kyle. This is on your website. People can go there and see. But just let everybody know about the camp.
Yeah, thank you. So the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase, I believe this is going to be year four now. As you mentioned, March 16th. That is a Sunday at Dawson County High School. We have an individual player camp. We have girls in the morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., boys in the afternoon 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., as I mentioned, at Dawson County High School. Just an opportunity to get some skill work done. We have some hands-on drill work with coaches. We break down into teams. Just a good opportunity to get some reps before the travel ball season really tips off. We invite a bunch of college coaches that have been able to attend in years past, which is a great opportunity for players just to be able to play in front of prospective coaches that may be recruiting them. And we have videographers, photographers there. It's just a really enjoyable time. Every single player that registers for camp, they will get a player evaluation that is free to view, that is free to, you know, tuck away in your back pocket and even share on social media in case you have any college coaches that follow you. So just an overall good time to get better at basketball. That is for classes of 2025, so seniors right now, all the way to rising freshmen for next season, which is 2029. So all that information, as you mentioned, on sandyspiel.com, the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase.
Yeah, because once again, those dates are marked. The date is March 16th at Dawson County High School. Should be a great time. Get out there and get recruited out there in front of those coaches. Fantastic. Kyle, always great catching up with you. Thanks for bringing us the knowledge, and we'll be going to be keeping in touch with you week by week as we continue on the road to Macon and see who our state champions
are. And also coming up with three cheers really quick. So that was nice.
Oh, gosh.
On the fly, too, did that.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, the wheels are turning.
Thank you, guys.
The wheels are turning on this Sunday morning. That's nice.
All right, man. Have a big day, and thank you as always, Kyle.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
There you go. As Kyle Sandy. And up next, Noelle's World. Where will she go? Well, you stick around for a few minutes. You'll find out. Sam and Greg, take us with you on the Odyssey.